Hello, my name is Janice Vicka, and welcome to Listen and See. Well, it's good to be with you again. There's been so much that's happened since I've podcasted last. Is that even a verb? Podcasted? Anyway, shared some things that God's laid on my heart. I just want to begin today by something that happened around Easter, almost a month ago now, if you can believe it. During the quarantine and all the madness, if you can imagine, we were in the middle of a home renovation, and we had every surface of our house on the inside touched, repaired, painted something. It was intense, which also means that because of all the work that was being done and repaired, we had to completely and totally empty out of our house, which was like moving, but not, if you can imagine. Crazy. So we packed up everything we tried to purge as we were going and boxed and boxed and boxed. And the moving day came and we had the people help us pack our boxes up and get it out and walked through an empty house and then left. And then several weeks later, because we had to go to a different state during the renovation because of all the COVID mess, we're just by faith hoping that the renovations are being done the way we hope. We didn't get to sample the colors or see things, just hoping that we did it well. And finally, the day came for us to come back home and see all the work that had been done. It was this incredible feeling when we walked in the first day. The colors matched. The work was done. It was more than we hoped for. So excited. And then there was this odd little nagging thing. It was so clean. It was amazing to have all the stuff gone, just a clean shell of a house that was clean and pristine for at least for a few minutes. And I was walking through the house, just thanking the Lord for my friends who'd done such great work and that the colors worked and all these fine things, just enjoying the beauty. Honestly, it's okay to enjoy the beauty. And I heard the Lord very distinctly say to my spirit, don't put everything back in your house that I have taken out. Don't put everything back in your house that I have taken out. And I had to just stop for a moment and consider what the Lord was saying. There was this incredible sensation of a do-over. We'd been in this house for 3.5 years, knowing that it needed renovation, not having the time or money or energy to even make it happen. And so now here we are, all the pieces came together, the renovations is done, and Chuck and I were aware in this really odd sense that we were on holy ground, that we had an opportunity to come and manage our stuff, our life, our time, our priorities in a completely different way because we were now standing on the verge of how will we do life now with this huge clean out. So the movers came back and we started the process of unpacking. But before we started just bringing everything back in the house, it had to pass through a filter. Do we really need this? Is this extra? Can someone else use this more? Is this really what we want? Not in a spoiled, entitled way, but are we just settling? Or is there something else that is intended for that particular item? And I tell you, the goal was, how can we keep the clean, open feeling instead of just cluttering up? I'm going somewhere with this story. So I've had this charge from the Lord, don't put back in the house the things that I've taken out. And then the Lord has me run across the lyrics of this song because we're ready for Easter and celebrating Easter. And the line from the song went like this, "Wipe away your tears, child, go and tell the news. What started in the garden was finished in the tomb." And I just had this holy sense, this spiritual eye view, that what we had done in our house, total renovation, completely changed, and a brand new start, is just a microcosm of what Jesus did in the tomb. That this horrible mess of a world, the sin, the brokenness, the death, the pain, the agony, all the pain of going through renovation had been completed once and for all in the tomb. And when we come out of the tomb, there's this wholeness, this beauty, this newness, the fresh breath of learning how to do life brand new, different. Wow, what a correlation. And what we do with that brand new resurrection life is up to us. And we get to decide, What will we allow back in our life? So in the same way that I had to go through box by box, is this season over? Does this actually help my life? Is this something that I need, or is this just more things for me to move around from room to room? In the same way, in the natural is in the spiritual. Are there attitudes? Is there need for need for forgiveness? Is there fear? Is there things that I've held on to? Is there approval, fear of reputation, power, lust, just that self, that awareness of self that got crucified with Jesus and has been emptied out? In the same way that there was an empty house, there is an empty grave. And that empty grave has opened up a whole new way for us to live life. I really hope this is making sense, because in my heart of hearts, this quarantine has done the same kind of thing. It's stilled the water. It's cleared out all the appointments and all the activities. It's cleared out all the things that we thought we had to have to be us. And now suddenly we're getting to see for the first time, do I actually need that? Is this better suited somewhere else? Do I really need all these relationships that are sucking the life out of me? Or do I need some fine, true relationships? How about this one? Am I living my life on purpose? Are my priorities for what God says the same thing as what the priorities are in my appointment book? I got to tell you, here's what's happened for me. The things that the Lord has asked of me is on my to-do list in my calendar more than all the other social preference, entertainment kind of things. And it's hard. It's hard to focus on what He wants for my life. It's hard for me to stay right there with Him because there's so many other things that I could very easily pull in to take up the time. Just like it'd be very easy to go pull in all this stuff back in an empty house. But I have gotten a taste for what it means to have a clearing. I've gotten a taste in the Spirit that Jesus cleared the table when He died on the cross and He walked out of that grave. He's cleared the path for me to live a newer, freer, breathable, beautiful life. And it's up to me to not clutter it up. Just like my house, it's up to me not to clutter it up. Just like my calendar, it's up to me to not clutter it up. So I just invite you today to really pay attention to what you're doing when you're coming out of the quarantine. Are you trying to go back to old ways, or are you letting the medicine of the quarantine, the medicine of the quiet, the medicine of the reorder really take effect and heal the places in your body, soul, and spirit that just needed the holy pause, that needed the deep rest, and to be very honest, that needed the evaluation? I've heard so many people say, we were too busy to stop and see what our lives were becoming. And now you got a chance to stop. You got a chance to renovate your life, just like I got to renovate my house. And there's a cleanness to it. There's a holy ground to it, if you will let it. Now listen, I'm not saying be a hermit for the rest of your life because you need community. I do, you do. What I'm asking is for you to let the rest bring clarity. That's your phrase for the day. Rest brings clarity. When you're constantly whipping up the water, you can't see your own reflection and you for sure can't see the Lord. But if you let the water still, rest brings clarity. You'll be able to see yourself, what's really true. You'll be able to see the Lord's reflection. You'll be able to hear His heart. Lord, what's important to you? That's a worthy question for you to be asking every day of your life. Lord, what's important to you today? That's our focus. So I bless you with the beauty of an empty grave. I bless you with the beauty of an empty house that you get to decide how you'll furnish it and how you'll keep it clean. And I also bless you that life is a gift. I think that's one thing I've heard over and over, is people being so aware of gratitude, things they're thankful for that they didn't notice, didn't take advantage of, or maybe just never said thank you. Friendships, hugs, conversations. I'm so grateful for the technology that we have, but can I tell you, face-to-face conversations have been a balm to my soul. Anyway, have a great day. Let rest be your clarity and pay attention to what you put in your house because it's holy ground. Thanks so much to my friend Dylan Turflinger. He's amazing. Check out Ghost Motel. Thanks for the privilege of your time. I pray this has encouraged you.
Thanks for listening to Jana's message today. Remember, you can support this work and other Greater Things endeavors by checking out greater-things.org for details. That's greater-things.org. Thank you.